This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 159. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! It's been nice to take a little bit of time off between shows for the holidays. I hope you had a delightful time. I hope you didn't miss me too much. You know, I put out another show that's number one in Apple Podcasts for job search called No BS Job Search Advice Radio. It is a 7-day-a-week show. I've done it for almost 9 years now. Wow. I'm sorry, it's more than 9 years. It'll be 10 years at the end of this year. And that's now a 7-day-a-week show. A lot of work goes into it. Plus, I coach people. And thus, when it came time for Christmas, it just made sense for me to take a little bit of a break, replenish my batteries, relax a little bit, and here we are, back from hiatus. And today's show is a sweet one. This is episode 159 of No BS Coaching Advice Podcast. And let me just start by saying, last night the Golden Globes were on. And there was something I noticed, and it kind of comes together as part of a theme today. And they announced the winners, and they don't announce the second place finisher. They just announced the winner. I think that's a pretty common scenario. Like at the Super Bowl, when you finish, like you know who the second place team is, but they don't hand them a trophy, right? Only the winner gets the trophy. Only the winner gets the award. Same thing at the Oscars. Only the winner gets the award. The second place finisher isn't mentioned. And thus, I want to remind you that, frankly, you've got to put in max effort all the time. Here we are starting a new year. It's time for you to step up your game. What can you take off your plate so you have space to do your best work? What can you no longer do or outsource to someone else or some other service that's going to allow you to step up and play big? Start there. Start with taking one thing off your plate, and I'm sure something else is going to fill up that space very soon. I was listening to a podcast interview with Charles Barkley, the retired basketball player who's now in his 50s. And he was telling a story about how when he first got into basketball as a professional, he was playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. And one of the great players of the game was a man named Moses Malone, who was on the team then. Now, Barkley was not a big man in height. You know, as a forward, being 6'6" is not big, but he was a large man. You know, he had a lot of girth to him. And, you know, Barkley would practice with the team and wasn't really getting on the court all that much. And he went to Malone and they asked him, what gives? You know, he's not the coach of the team. He's in, you know, the starting center and eventually inducted into the Hall of Fame. Great ball player. And Malone said, you don't get it. You know, there's a lot of great players out there, and the fact that you're on the team, we have a lot of belief in you, but you can't play well if you're overweight and too big. And Barkley started to defend himself, and eventually Malone said, when you're ready, come back to me. And he came back and said, let's start with 10, drop 10. Now, Barkley was 6'6", over 300 pounds, and had the huff and puff. Yeah, let me back up on that. He had to run up and down the court with taller men in order to get on the court. And he started with 10, and after he dropped 10, Malone told him to drop another 10. And eventually, Barkley's weight got down to 250, and he's starting to play well, and his conditioning is getting stronger because he's not carrying around the extra weight. And this isn't about losing weight. It's about getting it. Being a professional involves understanding what's expected of you. You know, it's about doing the work, about getting the results. But to get the results, there are a lot of very talented people that you compete with. And in order to do that, you got to work at it. After all, it's not going to be handed to you just because you want it, right? It's going to be given to you because you earn it. There's a certain amount of luck, and maybe you got to knock someone else out of contention. After all, you know, every year there are players who enter the sport. There's a lot more that are drafted than actually get to play in the NBA or on any team. And you want to be one of those ones who's fortunate enough to be the winner, right? You want to be a champion, right? After all, like I said before, there's no award for second place. You want to always come in first. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Time for the divine.